Go to the book of Obadiah. That ought to take you a few minutes. But do it quickly, please. The time is running out. Obadiah, if you have a good Bible, it's on page 941. Obadiah, it's between Amos and Jonah. That should help. Obadiah, it's the place in your Bible where your pages are still stuck together. Just get over there, please. Robert, look it up in the index and get over there. Hurry it up. Obadiah. Okay, if you got Obadiah, I know why it's difficult to find Obadiah. Obadiah is the smallest book in the Old Testament. And it's in fact the smallest book in the entire Bible. And that's why it's so difficult to find it. Get Obadiah. Let me tell you about Obadiah. Obadiah is another pronouncement of judgment upon the Edomites. Obadiah. Let's look at it if you found it, or look on with the guy next to you if he's found it. Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom, that's Esau and his descendants. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. Now here's the reason he's going to judge these Edomites. Verse 3, the pride of thy heart hath deceived thee. Look at verse 10, another reason. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob. You kill your brother and you're proud because you do it. That's going to bring you down. Go back to verse 3. The pride of thy heart, and here's why they're proud. The pride of thy heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Let me illustrate. Let's say, for example, that this room is Petra. Now, Petra is 25 square miles. It's a beautiful piece of real estate. There's only one entrance into Petra, similar to this aisle here. That is called a sikh. That's Arabic, C-I-Q, which means a high, narrow gorge. At some points in this gorge, it's about as wide as my arm span. Sometimes it expands out to about 30 feet in width. But it meanders for about a mile and a third into the entrance of the city. The King's Highway comes by the entrance of Petra. By the way, you know what the King's Highway is, do you? That was the location for the merchants to travel from the continent of Africa, making their way over to Mecca to sell their wares at the Persian Gulf to let them go out to the rest of the world, or the Red Sea. Both of the Persian Gulf and the Red Sea covering the area of Saudi Arabia. And so they would walk this way. Let me tell you what the Edomites would do. They lived in this impregnable city. So they would run out to the King's Highway. They would rob the merchants. Stand up here just a minute, man. They would just stand right there. Just a second. Right there. Thank you very much. Well, you're about the ugliest of them all. I don't know how I picked you. The King's Highway would come this way. And all of a sudden, as these merchants were being robbed, the Edomites would run back in to seek into their protection. And the rest of these merchants would come and try to get them. But look here. This two of us, we're both wide bodies, and we could stand here and we could hold off a whole army. Right? Well, I don't know about you, but I could do it. Sit down, you weakling. Love you, brother. Anyway, so they can protect the city. Now, if they got into the sikh, what could happen? See, the walls were 500 feet high, and so they could be up there with boiling pots of hot water, and they could pour it down on their enemies coming in and burn them to death. But if they got through the sikh and got into the main entrance, you know what was it like in there? The Nabataeans, the famous stone carvers from Arabia, had come over to Petra. They had carved out all types of beautiful edifices inside. There are all kinds of temples. There are all kinds of home places in there. I mean, the first thing you see when you go in the sikh is this beautiful treasury building. It's five stories high, carved out of the sandstone. Now, by the way you carve sandstone is not from the bottom up, but from the top down. Because you start from the bottom up, it all falls on you. You die right there. But they would lay ropes over the cliffs, and they carved this beautiful edifice called the Treasury. If you saw the Indiana Jones films, that's what when he ran through the sikh on his horse, that's what he saw. And you see this beautiful edifice there. There's one Colosseum inside that will seat about 7,000 people. It's a majestic place. And there's man-made and God-made cliffs. And so when their enemies would come, if they were under attack, they could run up in the cliffs and like eagles in their nest, rest there secure. Who's gonna bring us down? Oh, we've got our protection here in our hiding place. Nobody can bring us down. God said, I can. I can bring you down. How did he do it? Go to the 7th verse of Obadiah. 350 years before it would happen, God gave a prophecy to Obadiah to tell him how this would happen. Look at verse 7. And all the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee hath deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in them. What happened? They were having a banquet, a big banquet. The Edomites had invited the Nabataeans, these stone carvers, to come and sit in the middle of Petra, and they had a banquet. It was a banquet like you've never seen before in your life. And right in the midst of the banquet, the Nabataeans pick up their swords and they start killing the Edomites. Well, the Edomites are getting ready to escape. And so they run out to seek. They turn west. They go across the Jordan Valley. They come into southern Judah. When they get into southern Judah, they become the Edomians. They change their names again. Edomian, which in Greek means southern Judah. A very famous Edomian was Herod the Great. Everything I've told you to this point is fulfilled prophecy. Verses 1 to 14 in Obadiah fulfilled prophecy. Let me just show you one interesting thought. Look at verse 10. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast one of them. Remember what I told you last evening? Yesterday was Tish B'Av, the 9th day of the Jewish month of Av in 586 B.C., when Nebuchadnezzar came into Jerusalem and destroyed the city of Jerusalem. It was on that year, 586, yesterday, that it happened. And as Nebuchadnezzar came in, all the enemies of Israel came. And Nebuchadnezzar said, who would like to burn the temple down? Everybody raised their hands. And so they cast lots. Folks, 350 years before the prophecy happened, Obadiah wrote it down. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Esau's descendants, the Edomites, and they burned the temple down. And at that point, they sealed their doom forever. Everything through verse 14 is prophecy. Look at verse 15, excuse me, fulfilled prophecy. Look at verse 15. Starting in verse 15, it's prophecy yet to be fulfilled.